Roadmen, today I want to talk about Chris Froome and his Tour de France selection. Let's cue that intro!
The big question is this: how do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness, and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh, and welcome to the Roadman Podcast.
Roadmen, welcome back to another Roadman Cycling Podcast. And today I want to talk about something that shouldn't be controversial, but is the inclusion of a four-time Tour de France winner in the Tour de France starting team for Israel Startup Nation. It is obviously Chris Froome, and he had that absolutely horrific injury a couple of years ago before the Critérium de Dauphiné. He was out training on his time trial bike. I think accounts of what actually happened are a little bit vague. I think he took his hands off the bars, was caught by a wind, brought him into a wall fast, and it was really bad. Career-ending injuries for most people, and if it wasn't for, you know, the amazing medical care at Ineos, the deep pockets of Froome, plus the advances in sports science and medicine, you wouldn't be seeing Froome back on a bike. Nevertheless, in this debate, what I want to try and do is try and get more into the debate of head versus heart, because I think even if you were never a Froome fan, the fact that the lad has milled himself into a wall, almost ending his career, we're all kind of rooting for him on the comeback trail. Well, I feel like most people are rooting for him on the comeback trail. I certainly am. But does that mean he should be selected for Israel Startup Nation for the Tour de France? That's what we're going to talk about. Before I dive into that, Roadman, let me just remind you about Patreon. And I say it every day about Patreon, and it's not a dispassionate ad at the start of the Patreon. I'm working for free on the podcast, guys, and this is your chance to pay me for my work. The podcast is working off a model of soundness. It's working off a model of, if you're enjoying the podcast and you think it's valuable and think it should stay around, make a small donation, the price of a couple of coffees or a beer once a month. That keeps the podcast on the road, and it keeps me knowing that you're listening on the far end and it's valuable to you. And I think that's super important as well. So you can make that small contribution. It's over on patreon.com/Anthony_Walsh. The link is in the bio. It takes about 2 minutes to set it up, even if you don't have a Patreon account, and you can cancel it anytime you want. So please, Roadmen, do tip over there, because some of the content, if I do impartially say so myself, that Sven Tuft interview yesterday was fucking outrageously good. I could have chatted to Sven for a long time. He is a super interesting guy, and I've talked to some of the backroom team since in Mitchell and Scott, and they're saying Sven was cool long before cool was even a thing. Sven was the original, the fucking Fonz of cycling, and you just get that chatting to him. He is a dude on all levels. So go back and listen to yesterday's one. It's about an hour long. It's a brilliant interview with the former Maglia Rosa wearer and all-around wild man, Sven Tuft. Right, Froome has been selected as road captain for Israel Startup Nation for the Tour de France. So I suppose there's two questions I want to answer. Firstly, should he be selected at all? And then secondly, let's have a look at this idea as road captain. Should he be selected at all? He's really been struggling in the run-up to the Tour de France. In all the preparation races, he has been dropped. And when you marry that with the fact that others come to the Tour de France and they up at a level, it's marginal. Like, he definitely shouldn't have been selected as team leader. I think that's correct. And you also have to consider the Tour de France, it's like a media magnifying glass. It's a spotlight on everything everyone does. And Froome, as a four-time winner, I think the highest paid rider in cycling, what's going to happen with that is he's going to have this extra media attention on his quite poor form. Whether he can deal with that or not, I'm not sure. We'll circle back at the very end to whether he should be selected at all or not. But let's first consider this idea of Froome as road captain. Mike Woods is going in as team leader, which a role he's never played before, especially in a race as big as the Tour de France. And, you know, I've had Mike on the podcast and he's a great guy. But Froome as road captain is, for me, when I think of a road captain, I think of a robust enforcer. Think Luke Rowe. Think Tony Martin. You remember the scene of the two of them clashing heads last year in the Tour de France? And Tony Martin might have even got disqualified for that. But that's what the road captain is. They're the get shit done lad in the team. They're the lad who rides on the front of the bunch, you know, 1 minute into the race because there's a brake gone that they don't like the look of. They're the lads who are bringing team leaders up and chaperone them through crosswind sections, cobble sections. They're the guys you stick on the front to bring a move back, who you go to get bottles, who they position riders into key parts of races, who are riding on the front, you know, coming into bunch sprints in the notoriously dangerous first week. They're riding on the front full gas to keep their team leaders out of the wind, keep them out of jeopardy. None of these things are anything we've ever seen Froome doing before. And it's not the same as being a climbing domestique. It's not the same as when Froome has ridden in support of Geraint Thomas or Richie Porte in the past and he's the last climbing domestique. Because when you're the last climbing domestique, you're not far off the front of the race. You don't have that much of a pedal into the finish line on your own. But there's a potential for Froome to be battling time cuts like any road captain. And this is something he's never faced before. Like, there's a real scenario where Israel Startup Nation need to control a move that's gone because it's, you know, the politics of the day, it's fallen on them to control an early move that's gone, that they don't like the mix-up of, that there's other GC riders in it. And Froome has to ride full gas inside the first 10 minutes of a bike race, give absolutely everything of himself for his teammates, get dropped and ride the next 200 kilometers either solo or in a small group fighting for the time limit. That's very, very real scenario. This isn't a far-fetched scenario I'm painting. And we have never, ever seen Froome do that before. And, you know, the great champion that Froome is, there's certain characteristics that make you a great champion. And they're not always the same characteristics that make you brilliant in servitude of others. So, I don't know, I'm super interested and almost a little bit like watching a training crash coming into this Tour de France. Like, oh, do I want to see such a great champion falling apart in such a public stage? So, I don't know, folks. I don't know if he should have been brought to the Tour de France. Does he merit selection for the Tour de France? Yeah, I think he does. I think he's shown enough in the preparation races, definitely not to be team leader, but to be a member of the team. And you can't, even if you take the romanticism out of it and the heart versus head debate, you take the heart part out of it and you park his amazing previous Tour de France victories, you can't ignore his experience and his palmarès, because he brings that currently to the table with him. So when you marry his experience with his current form, yeah, he probably does deserve a place on merit in the Tour de France lineup with Israel. But does that make it a good idea for him to, you know, be under this media spotlight in a role that he's never done before? I don't know. I'm completely undecided, and I think that ultimately Froome should have been the man to make that call, and I hope that he was the man to make that call and it didn't come from higher up, because it's going to be an embarrassing place for Froome if he hasn't got form and the media spotlight is on him all week, all 3 weeks. And coupling that with, he's going to have to be getting bottles. He's going to be in situations where he's never been before. It's super interesting. We're only just over a week away from the start of the Tour de France. Like, fuck, it flew around fast. Like, I know I took my little bit of a post-Giro break, but the Tour has come fast. I'm only back into it this week. Loads more amazing guests in the lineup for the coming weeks. But that Sven Tuft one yesterday is definitely worth listening to, Roadmen, if you haven't listened to it already. Roadmen, do all the usual things. The podcast, it grows by, I'm not always brilliant at saying this stuff, but it makes such a difference. Wherever you're listening to the podcast, subscribe to it, comment on it, and share it around with friends, because sharing it around with friends is so powerful, especially if you're in other countries. You know, it's just, it's brilliant getting that, you know, reach into other countries where I wouldn't normally get that reach. And that happens by, you know, somebody that's an Irish lad listening to it in the States, and they share it with their cycling club over there, and before you know it, we have a little cluster in New York. So please, if you're enjoying the podcast, do those few things and follow me over on social media, on Instagram at roadman.cycling. Roadman, thank you for joining me, and I shall chat to you again tomorrow. Okay, stop what you're doing. It's Anthony again. I want to talk to you for 1 second about the next step in the Roadman journey. I'm laying down a challenge for you. It's called the 8-week challenge. So for 8 weeks, I'm challenging you to be the very best version of yourself, whatever that is. For 8 weeks, I want to take you under my wing, and I want to personally build for you a customized training plan on our analytics platform. This plan is going to be laser focused on your goal, and I'm going to navigate around your life, your work, your social commitments, so don't worry about what your circumstances are right now. I remember after I took some time out of cycling, I went off and thought I was Billy Big Businessman, I came back and I realized I wanted to get into cycling, but I knew after a bit, the training alone, it actually wasn't making me any fitter. I needed an entire system. It needed a 360 overhaul. So for the first time ever, I want to share with you this exact system I used to get back in shape. I'm talking stuff like, I'm going to give you my morning routines, the cold therapy I used, the cookbooks and recipes I used, and even the motivational audios I listened to get back on track. So right now, what I want you to do is pause this audio, go to roadmancycling.com/8week, or check out the link in the bio, click that. So one more time, it's roadmancycling.com/8week. Chat to you all soon.